Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 27th of August 2016, and this is the 429th Mole Out Loud podcast. I feel as if I'm still in the midst of a very busy week. I was working on parts of the novel until Thursday, when I last spoke to you, and then we had quite a late evening discussing our works. And on Friday, I was really quite tired, and I didn't begin Mole until fairly late, begin Murmurs, that is. So I didn't get Murmurs out, and I'm still writing Murmurs. And it may be not today, but tomorrow, that it comes out to you. I have just had an hour and a half at the cafe writing, and that was really good. That was a really nice, concentrated piece of work, and didn't come I was going to say difficultly, but that's a terrible word. It wasn't too hard to concentrate there, but now I'm feeling a bit tired again. So we'll see how we go, maybe an hour or two more, and see where it gets me to. Anyway, it is coming, I guess I'm going to be quite busy both today and tomorrow, because I'm having an unplugged week next week, and that means needing to do as much as I think I need to do on the internet before Monday. So Sunday, I think, will be full of doing odd things on the internet that I can't really leave for a week, or things that I want to get ready for my week off. And I must say, I'm really, really looking forward to my unplugged week. And it's great that it's come at the end of this busy week. I always, during the week of the novel writing group, I'm always really busy. So the unplugged week coming on top of that is a really lucky chance. And yes, I want to get into the garden and into the house, as I've mentioned before. And I was hoping to be a bit closer to going for longer walks, but I do have a car at the moment. I've been lent a car, so I can walk up and drive up to the car park and walk along the flat of Knocklofty, so still be in the bush. Although yesterday, when I went up with my friend who took me up, it was very, very smoky. They're burning off quite a large area of my main walk, and I'm not sure what they're using to light the fires, but it's very fumey kind of smoke. And today, all around this neighbourhood feels very, very smoky. I know they have to do it. I know that it's about preventing fires in the summer, and it does have to be done, but it leaves the bush in such a mess. And at the top of Knocklofty, where at the summit, the burn-off that they did 2 years ago is still sort of blackened stubs. So it just becomes much less pleasant to walk on or in. So I have been really looking forward to going on that slightly longer walk, or quite a lot longer walk, in September. That's my kind of deadline, that I'm not going to give my hip any longer. And maybe this is a way of telling me that I'm not ready to do that. Certainly my imagined walks in the early spring are slightly overshadowed by the idea of walking through smelly stumps. But still, I can't really complain. I really, really don't like bushfires. So that's been my world today and yesterday and the day before. And I guess I don't really know how my health, well, not my health, but my, you know, my leg is going to mend over the next few weeks. Maybe it's time to make the most of having a car and to go on a couple of drives into the countryside instead. That would be really a really lovely thing to do. So I'm in middle of murmurs today, and I just thought I would send the podcast out before getting back to it, as a sort of break for me, and also to make sure that something comes out today. I do hope that whatever you're doing, whatever you're working with, that you have created enough space to do them, and that you are better than me at relinquishing things that you don't have space for. But if, like me, you tend to just keep going until you can't, I do hope that you have a break in view. You can see a way of having some time out. Some time out to eat the flowers, as they say. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today and this week. And I hope you have a really good week next week when I'm unplugged. Maybe some of you will unplug as well. It just does make a huge change to the way time passes and the way we experience life. So I highly recommend it if it is at all possible for you. So I shall next speak to you when? Well, it'll be in September, won't it? I can't quite work out what the date will be, but it'll be Monday week that I next do a podcast. So thank you again very, very much for listening, and I really look forward to talking to you then. Mm-hmm.